Aloha.
So that's it.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 606. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you. You could reach out, send us an email, mailbag@theBallerLifestyle.com. You can also send us a voicemail, leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. We appreciate you. Also, subscribe to our Patreon. Did another bonus show. People seem to respond to. We do bonus content every week with Ed and I, and then additionally I get on there and talk randomly about stuff just by myself once in a while, and that's kind of fun. People seem to like that, so think about joining the Baller Lifestyle Podcast on patreon.com. Okay, I'm joined now as always by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, dude?
Hey! Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to everybody.
Yes, of course.
We've done bad movies.
Festivus, yeah.
Festivus, we've done bad movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is the worst one ever.
Okay, so worse than Gone with the Wind. So Ed's going to explain a movie to me this week. This is a movie. I think I'm a prop comic.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's a Christmas episode. I love it. Usually it's a movie I've never seen. So when you say it's the worst movie we've done, if off the top of my head, if you're saying the worst movie we've done, I'd have to say that was Gone with the Wind, which sounded horrible. Like it sounds like the worst thing ever made.
Howard the Duck.
Right. But those are the ones we reviewed together. This is
way worse than Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind was much longer.
Yes.
So that goes against it. But
this is worse than Gone with the Wind?
It's worse than Gone with the Wind.
Whoa.
And much more problematic.
Whoa. Well, that I remember. So I think I have seen this, but I think I might be confusing it with the other one, Holiday Inn. But White Christmas and Holiday Inn, are they the same movie? They're different movies.
I'm going to kind of work it in, but essentially, Holiday Inn, I think this is 1954. We're talking about White Christmas.
Right. White Christmas.
Holiday Inn, I think was 41, and that had the appearance of the song White Christmas.
That's what it was.
And that's the biggest song of all time, like in terms of downloads and everything. Like it's the biggest Christmas song until Mariah probably beat it with some stuff. But
yeah.
So I think they're like, hey, let's take part of Holiday Inn and then like make a movie about White Christmas. Like, how can we do that? But
it was like built in IP, they do these days.
But they still somehow revisit the same type of, I don't know. Anyway, this movie, White Christmas, directed by Michael Curtiz. I looked him up because I was like, that seems like the type of person they wouldn't allow in Hollywood. But he's Hungarian American, so he was white. I was thinking, you don't think Bing is getting in front of the camera if the guy behind the camera is of a different shade than white.
No, they wouldn't even. But this is 1954. If they had to have Indians in a Western, they would just get swarthy Italians. This is there definitely is not any diversity behind the camera at this point.
No. So this guy, Michael Curtiz, he directed Casablanca, Angels with Dirty Faces, Robin Hood with Sex Pest, Errol Flynn.
Yeah.
He was like a famous director.
Yeah.
And it made $12 million in 1954. That would be $140 today. So this was a big hit.
Well, there was also like five movies back then. But yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But he made sort of the same. Like I said, 12 years earlier, Danny Kaye is in this one.
Yeah.
Fred Astaire, but it's Bing Crosby singing with a partner. In the last one, it was more of a dancing guy, Fred Astaire. This one is with Danny Kaye, who, wow.
I
had to look up, but
yeah,
this is a very gay movie. Yeah. This is a really gay movie.
Danny Kaye was a big star, as was Bing.
Yeah. Yeah. It opens up.
Yeah.
So Bing Crosby, the actor, at this point is 51 years old. And he clearly was smoking lots of heaters and drinking booze. He does not look 51. He looks terrible for 51.
Yeah.
But he is an active duty captain in World War II.
Yeah.
And Danny Kaye is a private. And there it opens up with them doing a song and dance routine with their buddies. Who are their buddies in the war? Like,
for guys?
It's all bombed out. And these guys are like, hey, 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 like singing. I think he sings White Christmas to start it off. Kaye looks decent for 43 years old.
Yeah.
But like, it's bad.
Everybody was so fucking old back then, dude. Like, it's crazy. 43 is like a young, you see a 43-year-old dude these days, you're like, that's a young guy. A 43-year-old guy in 1954, you're like, he's on his last legs. Like, this is it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I look pretty good for 43. Yeah. Like, if you said that's a 43-year-old man today, I'd say, yeah, that seems about right.
Okay. Yeah.
Bing does not look 51. Yeah. He looks like shit.
Yeah.
But 5 minutes in, they've sung White Christmas. So they've already accomplished the goal of the movie. And you're like, okay, where are we going with this? This is like if you went to a Dexys Midnight Runners concert and they played Come On Eileen to start. And then you're like,
what do I do?
What are we doing here? What's next?
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes a band will play it first and last. That's to like keep you there.
So the old general.
Yeah.
Who actually is 6 months younger than Bing, and he looks 80.
Yeah.
He's been reassigned. And the new general is a no-nonsense guy. So they like the outgoing general. He's all sad. And so they sing him a farewell song. We'll follow the old man wherever he wants to go. Like one of these dumb songs.
Was this supposed to be the big World War II? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's shaking hands and they salute him and then he drives off and they're like all sad for their general. And the new guy's like, all right, we're not doing song and dance. And they're like, oh, look at this piece of shit. And it's like, yeah. You're in World War II. Yeah. No song and dance. You got to fight.
Can you imagine? Like, and look, I know these guys are starved for entertainment. Bob Hope was considered like just the fucking pinnacle.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah. He's like doing the same shtick for 50 years. But like, imagine you're like stuck somewhere and your buddies are like, hey, don't worry. I got this. Me and Ted are going to do a song with a choreographed dance number together just for you guys.
Like, right. I just walk, climb over the bunker.
I'm out.
And then I just get, hey, Nazis.
Surrender. Germans, you got me.
Get me out of here.
It's like, you know, it's like sometimes your buddy busts out an acoustic guitar and he like, you know, he hits that first verse and you're like, wow, Mike, I didn't know you've gotten so good. You know, you're going to play the whole thing. No, I mean, because I got it. You know, like you're very, very, you're great. You're doing, oh, I have to sit here and watch you. Like, get the fuck out of here.
All of Smoke on the Water?
Yes. Yeah.
You can't just play the little riff and everybody's happy with
beginning
it.
Beginning to end?
So then they get bombed. Danny Kaye grabs Bing.
Yeah. Oh,
saves his life.
Yeah.
And so, but then like, rubble piles on them, and so they're in the hospital.
Yeah,
and Crosby thanks him.
No,
and Danny Kaye's like, "I got a plan for us. If you want to repay me, let's form a song and dance."
Suck my dick. Oh, really? Oh, God! I'd rather suck your dick. Like
it's the same thing.
If the alternative is forming a song and dance duo with you, just get your dick out and let me suck your dick and lick your fucking balls right now. Because I'm not singing and dancing for people. In front of people. Now, I believe, wasn't Bing Crosby in the shit in the big one? And that's, and he had the shell shock, and that's why he was like beating the shit out of his kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. That would explain some of the words said about him as a father.
Right. Yeah. I also see here that he's listed at a very generous 5'7.
There's no fucking way guy was 5'7".
Even in lifts, he's not 5'7".
No, of course not.
So they cut to VE Day, and then you see, and their characters are Wallace and Davis, and it's like a singing and dancing montage. They're huge celebrities now. Front page of Variety every week. They keep showing like Variety, and they've been on Broadway for 2 years with corny old-timey songs, but backstage is starting to bicker, as old queens do.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
Yeah. They're catty. So, they get catty.
And Kay accuses Bing of being lonely and miserable. He said, you work too much. We need to go out and fuck. I need time to go out and get a massage is a quote from the.
Oh, really? Now, are they confirmed bachelors? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
But, so they're performing down in Florida and they get a letter from an old army buddy asking them to check out his performing sisters. Oh. They show a picture of the army buddy.
Yeah.
He's not in the movie, but they show a picture of the army buddy. It's Carl Alfalfa Switzer.
What?
Yeah, it's like, what? Alfalfa? He never acts in the movie. It's just his picture.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, Carl Alfalfa Switzer bought it at some bar out in the San Fernando Valley. He got tuned up at a bar one time. And
he owed someone like $13. Yeah. You're a dog walker. Yeah.
Somebody stuck him. Like, I think he got stuck and he gushed out right there in the valley. So I'm surprised he was still around. But I mean, he must have been.
Maybe he just used an old picture.
Yeah, that could be it. Yes, they just had the studio. Like, he was probably contracted to the studio. Yeah. They're like, hey, don't worry. We got this. We got this guy for life. Use his picture.
So they go to the club to watch the Haynes sisters, and the Haynes sisters are played by Rosemary Clooney.
Oh,
26 years old.
George Clooney's aunt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a woman named Vera Ellen, 33 years old.
Yeah.
So backstage, the sisters are excited that the celebrities are there, Bing and Kay.
Oh yeah, yeah, because they're big stars on Broadway.
And I wrote down Vera Ellen looks Ariana Grande level of anorexia.
Yeah.
Like, but anyway, the old men called dibs on the young women.
Oh, back then you could do that. Like Larry, even not even back then, like in the 70s, Larry and Jack Tripper would go to Larry Dalopoulos and Jack Tripper. They would go down to dibs. They would go down. They'd have a couple of Swedish stewardesses in town, and they're like, "Hey, I get legs, McGee. Just so you know, I get legs, McGee." It wasn't up to the stewardesses who they got to fuck.
No say in the matter. None. No say in the matter.
The good old days.
I did look up because I was like, "It's Clooney's aunt, not his mom, right?"
It is his aunt, right?
Yeah. But I teased it last week. I said there is a RoboCop reference. In this episode,
what?
Rosemary Clooney is mom to the great Miguel Ferrer from RoboCop, who is rudely interrupted from doing blow with sex workers by Clarence Boddicker.
Miguel Ferrer?
Who shot him in the knees and blew up the home.
He did, yes.
That's Rosemary Clooney's son.
That's George Clooney's cousin.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, it's one thing, like, you know, it's like Ashton Kutcher's a twin. And Ashton Kutcher's is gorgeous. And his twins, you know, like, you know, he's just like, he's just a regular guy from Iowa.
Are we sure he hasn't got a little something?
I think he does. I think he definitely, you know, he can't use chopsticks. I'll just say that. You know, does it? Like, just give him the fork with the big handle. The big handle one's for Ashton's brother.
Yeah.
Now imagine you're Miguel Ferrer, who... Is he dead? I don't know. He's a great actor.
He was great. I think he might have died.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I think he also might have died. And your cousin is George Clooney. Also,
like the most gorgeous dude.
Yeah. Also, Miguel Ferrer is probably swinging around. He's like, "Yeah, I'm in fucking RoboCop. Oh, you got a couple lines this week with Natalie on Facts of Life, loser. I'm going places.
There was a clear difference in the 80s with those two.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Miguel Ferrer's like, "Hey, yeah, I'm fucking. I just booked something with Robert De Niro. You're doing an arc on Roseanne, loser."
And a little hospital show came out.
The end.
So anyway, Rosemary Clooney admits to Bing that it wasn't Alfalfa who sent the letter. It was her.
Yeah.
And he's kind of pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, "We did this for our army compadre," you know, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kay and Vera Ellen are singing and doing a dance number together. It's very gay.
Yes. Yes.
Like it does. You don't feel there's a sexual tension with them. You feel like they're a dance sister.
Who's doing this? Like what's like, this is such a weird world. By the way, we lost Miguel Ferrer in 2017.
RIP. RIP.
Yeah.
So after the little dance, a guy comes up at the hotel in Florida that they're staying and performing at and says, the sheriff's here to arrest the sisters because they burned a hole in the rug at their place.
That's an arrestable?
Yeah. Hey, these are two white women. I get that's arrestable today if you're not white.
And was this a Richard Pryor situation? Was this an Andy Dick situation where they were trying to cook down their cocaine to a smokable form?
Something, because they burned a hole in the rug, and so Kay and Bing are like, hey, we'll help you escape on a train to New York from Florida.
Escape?
They're just escape, running from the cops.
Well, back then.
And the sisters, Kay gives them the sleeping car.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, all right, we'll take the regular coach seat.
The raping car.
Yeah, but Bing's like, I didn't sign up for this. Yeah. I want to sleep.
I'm a big star.
I'm old too. Yeah. I'm really old.
Imagine getting on a train like that. Just the good old days.
From Florida to New York.
Yeah. That'd take a week. That'd take like 4 or 5 days. Yeah.
You're right. It could be next year when you get there.
Yes. But also imagine like in the 50s, like you burn a hole in the rug and the sheriff's like, I'm going to put you in my lockup. And you could just like go to the next town and he could never find you. He's like, oh, I guess that's it. Like the end. You could just continue to do crimes everywhere. And just, you could just be a different person in the next place and pick up a job at the local coffee shop and you'd be fine. They'd never find you. What's that?
Ted Bundy did a lot of work.
Same.
How could we possibly know?
He went across the whole country. Impossible to know. Yeah.
So before Bing and Kay get on the train, they got to throw the cops off the scent while the women go escape.
Yeah.
So they like announce, oh, the sisters are going to perform. It's Bing and Kay in drag pretending to be the sisters.
And now what's the rationale for that? It's just cute
they're getting laughs.
How many laughs? Like how starved were we for entertainment? Like, oh, that's kind of funny. Oh, they got to do the whole thing now?
But I think this was really like, Kay was really like in the writer's room. Like, come on, you have to put in the scene. Yeah. Put me in a dress, please.
Yeah.
So they go, they perform as sisters and then they escape out a window and catch a cab to the train. They just get on the train too.
Yeah.
I'm skipping on this. All right. Oh. So then they meet the sisters on the train.
Yeah.
And they convince the two men, why don't you skip New York City, stay on this train all the way to Vermont? Cause that's where we're headed for, some performing at a hotel there.
Oh yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to skip New York so you can go to Vermont when you're already on the train from Florida?
Yeah. No, that's insane. Yeah.
At that point, you're like, I'll see you in Florida in a week, but I need to get off this fucking train.
Wait, no, hold on. My geography's not great. Vermont is north of New York. Mm-hmm. You have to go through New York to get to Vermont, correct? Yeah.
You can't meet them later. You have to just stay on that train.
Yeah, you're just stuck on that bitch.
By the time you reach New York from Florida, you have got to be ready to scratch your skin off.
And, and you're going right past the big city where anything's possible, and you're going to some lodge in Vermont, you know, where Bernie Sanders is going to lecture you on social responsibility and maintaining the environment, you know, that's a real lesser location.
But they're like, it's Christmas time and there's going to be snow in Vermont.
Snow.
And then the four of them sit at a table and they sing about snow.
Yeah.
Snow. Mm-hmm. Like just singing about snow. It's awful.
Yeah.
All right. So they get to Vermont. It's warm.
Yeah.
There's no snow.
Yeah.
No guests at the inn.
Yeah.
Who's running that sad, lonely inn? Sad General Waverly, the guy who was dismissed at the beginning of the movie. He's like, the military kicked me out, so I started a ski lodge.
And this is by accident?
Now there's Yeah. And now there's no snow. So now I'm going broke. So they're all sad for the general.
Oh, they need snow because no one's coming there to ski. Like, why would you go there? Yeah. But they went.
And so it's pretty much just the four of them at the hotel. And the women are like, hey, we don't have to take our full cut. We'll go find something. And he's like, no, I'm a man of my word. I paid you to perform. So they're just like performing for no one. And the general's just hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
Bing and Kay have an idea. Let's throw a big Broadway style production up here. Move their Broadway show up to Vermont to save the inn.
Oh, yeah. Because we owe the general for saving our nuts back in. Mm-hmm. Back in the hills of outside of Normandy.
Yeah. So the first song of their big show.
Yeah. It's White Christmas.
It's a song that they say, I'd rather see a minstrel show than any show I know. So this to go back to Holiday Inn.
This was in the 50s? 1850. This was in the 1850s.
So I'm going to quote my own book because I actually wrote more in it.
Oh, yeah, please do.
So
the Christmas book by Ed Daly, available on Amazon right now, newly updated for 2025.
So we're 54 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
I'd rather see a minstrel show than any show I know. How those comical folks with their riddles and jokes. So, and you're thinking, this is terrible. Well, in Holiday Inn,
yeah,
around the same point in the movie. So that movie, they're at an inn. Bing has an inn in, I think, Vermont, and he has he throws parties.
Oh.
The whole theme of the hotel is parties for every holiday. So Abe Lincoln's birthday, they have a whole party, and he sings the song Abraham in blackface. And there's this is in Holiday Inn. In the middle of the song, it cuts to a black woman in the kitchen named Mammy.
Whoa!
She sings to her kids about freeing the darkies.
Whoa! Ed, so, are you trying to get us canceled? You're going to get us kicked off YouTube here. Jeez.
He didn't cancel Bing. So, anyway.
Whoa!
So, 12 years later, they're like, we got to make a movie like Holiday Inn. We're like, blackface is not a good look. So we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But we should launch into a song about minstrel shows right away. Just not blackface. But they're singing about fucking minstrel shows.
Whoa, that is crazy.
All right. So then late at night, like the show's over, whatever. Late at night, Kay and Vera Ellen are flirting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Clooney, Rosemary Clooney and Bing are having a midnight snack of sandwiches and buttermilk. Just drinking buttermilk.
What is buttermilk? Buttermilk's what you make fried chicken with.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
But it's not a beverage.
It's like heavy cream.
What the fuck?
They're eating liver. It's liverwurst sandwiches with buttermilk. God. So you wonder why Bing looks like he's 800 years old.
Yeah, that'll do it. There's so much sodium in that liverwurst. Is it like, would things not keep, you know? So like liverwurst is a canned item and maybe buttermilk like lasts longer. Like they need items don't need refrigeration.
These are just sad people in sad times. the general, desperate to get out of the business.
Yeah.
He's trying to rejoin the army and he gets a letter. No, you're just too old. Enjoy your retirement. He's like,
he's trying to rejoin the army.
Yeah.
He was a general. Doesn't he? Look.
He's so sad having to make money running an inn.
Well, we don't take back yet. Like, I know we don't take care of the rank and file in this country. Obviously, we need fucking charities to take care of our veterans. But you figure a general would be fine. He'd have some kind of pension, you know, maybe blew it all at the fucking dog track or something.
So they like really want to ramp up this Broadway show in Vermont for him.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get our old regiment from World War II. Let's get them to come up to the inn.
Yeah.
And then Bing's like, I know a TV guy. We're going to get the word out to get all the army buddies. Back at the rehearsal, Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen do a long choreography number, like 8 minutes just dancing. Yeah. I just kept fast forwarding. I was like, surely it's over. No, keep dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just dance away.
The hotel receptionist, overheard Bing pitching to his TV buddy about how he can like get the word out. And the receptionist tells Rosemary Clooney, he's just trying to exploit the general for the benefit and TV. So like now Rosemary Clooney's mad at Bing. Oh, this isn't genuine.
Yeah.
Again, none of this takes place at Christmas. It opened with the song White Christmas. All of this is happening in like the middle of the summer. Nothing's happening.
The fuck? Well, no wonder nobody's there skiing.
Yeah,
it's summer.
Maybe it's not Christmas time.
It's July.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
maybe it is. I don't know.
Interesting February, business plan. Yeah,
but all right. So Vera Ellen.
Wait. Wants so nothing. To there's no Christmas in this movie.
Nothing.
It's called White Christmas, and it's
it opens with them singing White Christmas in World War II. Then nothing.
People consider this a Christmas movie, but they're not sure about Die Hard, which happens on Christmas Eve. And why?
And there's songs throughout too. Die Hard. There's probably six Christmas songs.
It's Christmas the whole time. Now I don't know why Mr. Nakatomi is keeping people at work on Christmas Eve to have a Christmas party. Like I'd be trying to get the fuck out of there.
I'm not attending that party.
I'm out of there. You know, look.
Unless I'm bucking for a promotion that night, I'm not going.
Right. Exactly.
So Vera Ellen wants to get engaged. The anorexic chick wants to get engaged to Danny Kaye. And
I
he
bet
said,
she does.
I'm not the marrying kind.
Yeah.
Well, we know you're not.
No. He's not a song and dance type. Yeah.
Marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obergefell and Hodges. That won't come for another 70 years.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's like, have you heard the term lavender marriage? Because I would be into that. Like that's something we could talk about.
So I did look up. I was like, surely he's gay. I must have caused it because I said, Kay had close relationships and a supposed affair with Laurence Olivier.
What?
He was married to a woman named Sylvia Fine, who managed his career and wrote his material.
Oh,
and they had a daughter, but it seems like Laurence Olivier was his big.
Wow. Well, I mean, at least he aimed high. You know, like Laurence Olivier is the best to ever do it.
One of the greats.
Yeah. So that's and look, a British Shakespearean dude, like he will suck your dick. That's for sure. That's 100% true. So that makes sense.
Yeah. And also there was some thing they're like they want Rosemary Clooney to because she's all mad at Bing because she thinks he's exploiting it. And she's like, well, she's so protective of her little sister.
Yeah.
And so maybe if I get engaged, she can like go pursue love herself.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they're like, all right. And they like get engaged, but like they don't even seal it with a kiss. They seal it with a hug.
This is so weird. This is the weirdest shit ever. Like what was happening back then? This is
the problem when you don't let people live their best
lives.
Yes,
this is because like if you're European and you're seeing this, you're like even at the time you're like what the fuck is going on? But because we live in a puritanical fucking weird religious don't be gay country, it's like we have to go through all these gyrations where people just can't go jerk other dudes off.
Also, they're making movies like this because this is how like. You can express yourself rather than just being happy and not making us watch this bullshit.
Yeah, you're putting us through it. Like, we have to go through your closeted journey with you, Bing and Danny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So an angry Rosemary Clooney takes a job in New York City. She takes off. Yeah. Then there's just more rehearsing. They just keep showing us rehearsing and dancing.
Yeah.
Bing goes to New York to set things straight with Clooney and make that TV pitch to his old unit to join him at the inn.
Yeah.
Clooney sees that Bing wasn't trying to exploit anything. Now she loves him again. Yeah. There's a bad comedy scene where Kay fakes an injury to keep the general away from the TV so he doesn't see Bing on TV pitching this big show.
Yeah.
All the army guys agree, take a train up to Vermont. So everybody's up in Vermont.
Oh, it's all the boys from Fort Bragg came on up to hang for the weekend, get fucked up.
So they have the big scene where they roll out the general. Like they're like, hey, come on, General, like, come to the show.
Yeah.
And he shows up. He sees all his army boys. And he starts crying.
Yeah.
And he starts bossing him around like a general again.
Yeah.
You're soft. You're undisciplined.
Yeah.
And I've never seen something so wonderful in my life.
Oh, gay. This is so gay.
Okay.
Yes.
He blows out candles on his cake.
Yeah.
That's like, salute to the general or something. And characters do a song and dance routine about the army or some shit. Marching around, the women are in uniform.
Yeah.
General's notified to go outside. It's snowing.
Oh.
It's snowing. Bing and Kay sing that snow song again.
Yeah.
Now Bing's wearing a Santa outfit, so I guess it's Christmas time. The four main characters sing White Christmas.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, they do. They bookend it.
They bookend it.
Just like Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Exactly. Yeah. And I read asbestos was used for the snow in the final
season. Of course it was.
So probably all led to their demise.
Well, they were smoking asbestos cigarettes as well. So, like, no big deal. Wait. Fuck. Oh, did any of the army bros bring their own ladies, or was George Clooney's aunt and Vera Wang just expected to service all the servicemen?
Oh, yeah, pass they around. Had a lot of work to do because some of these guys looked very aggressive.
Yeah.
But some of these guys looked like they weren't interested in those icky girls.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's why they joined up in the first place, to make men out of themselves.
That is considered one of the classic Christmas movies.
Unbelievable. Now, also, wait, doesn't this one go from black and white to color?
No, that's Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wait, it's just color the whole time?
At least the version I saw on Prime was a colored version.
And Holiday Inn is all black and white?
I don't remember.
I thought there was one that was black and white, and then it like miraculously shifts to color at some point.
I'm going to send you
the
Abraham clip. You're going to have to see this it's the worst thing ever.
This is so upsetting just thinking about it.
But that's the whole classic Christmas movie.
That's great.
There's nothing about Christmas. They just sing White Christmas at the beginning and end.
Well, you know what's interesting too is that you've introduced me to this stuff because also It's a Wonderful Life, not a Christmas movie. Like this, like all these.
I consider it a Christmas movie, but most of it doesn't take place at Christmas.
Yeah, like all of these movies, we're really fed a bill of goods on what's going on with these classic movies, and it's up to Ed to come here and explain this shit to me because I'm never going to watch this shit. This sounds awful.
You never should. Nobody should.
Yes.
But
yeah,
anytime somebody brings up the Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, you say the movie White Christmas, which everyone calls a Christmas movie, contains two scenes of the same song and nothing Christmas.
Nothing Christmas. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
It just has Christmas in the name. Like
there's nothing to it. This is the most empty movie filled with a lot of gay stuff and not in a good way. Like, you want to watch a good gay movie, watch A Single Man with Colin Firth.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh.
Like, that you're going to get a real movie featuring gay people being like doing gay things.
Yeah, doing gay shit.
This is closeted, weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. What a time. What a time. And look, Bing Crosby, reminder, huge piece of shit. Not 5'7". Tuner of his children, hated by his kids, smoked a lot of cigarettes. The end.
Drinks buttermilk.
Oh, yeah.
And liverwurst sandwiches.
Okay, let's wrap it up there. For Ed Daly, Ed doing the Lord's work for us. We appreciate him sharing these tragic moments with us from the world of Christmas. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 606 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.